Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our WNST coverage brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. We call them Wise Conversations. And every now and again, we get some old football players on here mixing up as much as we've gone to Super Bowls and did a lot of sports. My friends from Super Bowls have connected me with a former Eagle. Bobby Taylor joins us here to talk Gen Youth and NFL flag football and get kids out and playing and doing it. Bobby, how are you? How are things from Philadelphia? You still in the Houston area or did you make home elsewhere?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Nestor, thanks for having me. I spend time both, but majority here in Houston. I actually was at the Eagles game on Sunday versus the Chiefs to get back to, you know, see Andy and some of those guys. But yeah, I make Texas my home for sure.
Well, I was going to go there with you, and we're going to definitely talk about the league and talk about your role in getting kids out and getting them active. But you got a Harbaugh relationship, right? Like, I mean, I looked you up. I was an Eagles season ticket holder from 86 till about 92 or 93. And then I stopped. And then the Ray Rhodes era happened. And then we got a team, you know, Baltimore. I was an Oilers fan for all those years, but I supported the Eagles. I drove up. It's 88 miles. My buddy Russ Letcher had tickets. I always give Baldinger a hard time because he was more his era, you know, than your era. But I mean, you sort of mirrored this time where the Ravens came. You saw that. You played in that crazy tie game out here. And then Harbaugh was a special teams guy forever, maybe thought to be a college coach. His transition into being a head coach, same job, maybe going to the Hall of pretty good before it's all over with. I mean, you know John when he was Jim's brother, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So John obviously was under Andy Reid because Coach Reid was our head coach at the time. And so prior to that, I didn't know John, but he was our special teams coach at director at the time. And so when he came in, you know, he just had a presence, right? And he was a guy that was totally honest. And a lot of times when you have like myself, we had myself and Troy Vincent, who are our starting corners. And, you know, we really don't want to play on too many special teams, especially knowing that, okay, we have to go out there on the field, cover these guys outside on the Autobahn. So we don't want to be running down on the kickoff. And then the next play, the offense wants to send us downfield on a nine route. But John was that type of guy where you wanted to do anything you could to help the team be successful, and specifically special teams wise. And so, you know, John was a great motivator. He was very honest with guys. And, you know, I can remember the night before every game, he would put together this cool highlight film that included like older movies. And I can't remember like a specific one, but it was just something that had different clips of whether players during the week, something funny to take the edge off. But it was just a great motivational deal. So you really saw John in the mold of almost being a head coach at the time. And so I'm not surprised about all of the success that he's had there in Baltimore.
Well, when you see him, he was probably a contemporary. I mean, you were a young kid. He wasn't much. He might have been 30. You might have been 20, right? Like, you're young men at this time to see what he's done here and following his career. I mean, you were there for a long, long period of time, went through some tough losses, a couple of big wins, you know, through that time. You were there for a real glory era, that whole Andy Reid, Donovan. Those were really heady times up in Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And so I don't know how old Coach Harbaugh is.
Older than us. Not that much old.
So he was so energetic, right? He would get out there and run with us. And I think a coach like that, especially for the guys that we had and the different personalities on our team, like, we needed that. And I'm not taking it away from, you know, some of those older coaches that, you know, just sit back in the corner. You know, they got the big pot belly. You know, one thing about John, he definitely, you know, wants to stay in shape. So he would be in the weight room working out and things like that. And so I think leading from that standpoint, you know, guys really took notice of that. And then when we went out there on the field, we saw that through his scheme, his hard work, our special teams really became a pivotal part of our team's success as far as when we were trying to turn that corner and become real successful, not only in the NFC East, but in the NFL as a whole.
Bobby Taylor joining us, the Golden Domer, longtime Eagle, and a short timer with the Seahawks at the end of his career to promote Gen Youth and NFL flag in school. Run me through this because, like, you know, I played some Pop Warner football when I was a kid or whatnot. It's different now, right? And the league has gotten very, very involved in this and obviously bringing in some of the junior seniors like yourself to spokespersons, but be a part of this. Fill me in on NFL flag in school.
Yeah, so Gen Youth is partnering with NFL Flags for their in schools Coach of the Year award, right? So I think you just mentioned you played, and I'm pretty sure you can remember some inspirational coaches that have played a big part of your life. I can remember coaches that have played a big part in my life as well. I still stay in contact with some of my high school coaches to this day.
And I don't know anybody that doesn't. I don't know anybody that played high school football, unless you really had an outsider experience, that's a relationship you keep for life, right? Literally, no matter what.
Absolutely, right? So Gen Youth, along with NFL Flag, they want to recognize whether you were a high school coach, middle school coach, or you coached on the youth level. And so if you can go to flag.genyouthnow.org, nominations are open until October 13th. And we just want to give these, whether it's a male or a female, give them their flowers now, just because we know in schools, PE plays a big part of a lot of all kids' lives, I think, to a certain degree, right? And especially now when, you know, there's with the pandemic, so many people have been inside the house doing online school. Schools are opening now during the fall. And so we just want to be able to honor those individuals. And I think Gen Youth is doing a great, great job of that. The winners will be announced later this year. And so I'm just happy with what I'm doing at the NFL, being a part of our Legends Youth Advisory Committee. And so working in the youth space, it brings me a lot of joy. And, you know, I look at all of these kids all over the country like they're our babies, right? And so, you know, to have a coach that in a lot of cases, they're volunteering their time. You know, they're volunteering their time. And then you have some coaches that are not only coaching varsity teams, but they're the PE coach, and then sometimes they're coaching subjects as well, whether it's math, science, social studies. And so those individuals need to be recognized, and this is what Gen Youth is doing right now. Like I said previously, go to flag.genyouthnow.org.
Well, I hear they play a little youth football in Texas where you're from, right? You know, a little bit of a football state going on down there. Give me the state of Houston right now. I mean, situation with the quarterback's crazy, the franchise, and they go winning games. I think people expected them to go 0-18 in a 17-game schedule. It hasn't really worked out that way. It's been an interesting year all the way around the league from the Urban Meyer stuff. We have Lamar here, which is just its own story week after week. The league provides this, even if it's a 66-yard kick from our kicker, speaking of special teams and John Harbaugh. It's already been a pretty good little roller coaster at the quarter pole.
Absolutely. I look at the NFL as the gift that keeps giving. And so, you know, these first 4 weeks of the season, it's been awesome. I mean, games that, you know, in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just watch this Thursday night game versus Cincinnati and Jacksonville, and I'm going to turn it off at halftime maybe, right? But it was a game that I watched through and through from the beginning to the end. And it's just been great to see fans back in the stands. You know, the competitiveness is great. You have some teams that are surprising folks all over the country. There's some drama as well. That's what the NFL is going to bring. And so,
bottom line, if you were the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, would you have been on the team playing Bobby Taylor?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Of course you would have been.
I think you have to be in a case like that. Right. And I'm definitely a person that's, you know, folks make mistakes and you want to give them grace, but
who'd you play for Notre Dame? Did you play for Lou?
Yeah. Coach Holtz was my coach.
Lou wouldn't have been cozying with ladies in Cincinnati late at night. Look, in any case, college or pro, I've never seen anything like the Urban Meyer thing is a new one for me in that these teams try so hard to get these hires right. You know, my buddy Marvin Lewis is sitting out in Scottsdale waiting for the phone to ring, right? Right. We're talking about Jim Caldwell, all these, you know, the minority hiring they've been poor on, but just hiring in general, like, this was not a very good hire.
This, I agree with you totally, right? And this is something that you, Jeff, definitely don't want to see. And when you look at what happened, I think with the strength coach that Coach Meyer hired, and they ended up having to fire, you know, this is just another chapter in the book, right? And so when you're a player on their team, you know, your coach's actions, they mean something, right? Because, you know, we all have been told there are rules and there are exceptions when it comes to the way that you deal with players coming from a leadership position, right? But when that person is in the leadership position and you think there's been some questionable behavior, you know, as a coach or as a player, you know, when you may feel a different way when you go out there on the field. Like, how hard are you really going to try? Sometimes it's hard. You can say, well, you guys are getting paid all of this money, you should be able to go out there and just totally focus. But it's hard when you have situations like this, right? When you have your head coach not flying back with the team, and then unfortunately you see what happened out in the bar, and it's just tough right now. And I wouldn't want to be a player on that Jacksonville Jaguar team right now.
Bobby Taylor joining us here on behalf of Gen Youth and NFL Flag in Schools. You can learn more by visiting flag.genyouthnow.org. All right, last thing for you. I know you're retired right now, and I know in every retired guy, there's a little part of Sunday that you might want to play. Maybe you like the activity. Maybe you like winning. Maybe you like the camaraderie. But you had to come back and chase Lamar Jackson around right now. Game's changed a little bit since you left, Bobby.
Absolutely. Like, he's one of those guys because – we had someone in Donovan McNabb that had the threat of running, right? But typically he really didn't like to do that. But and as a deep from a defense's perspective, we used to tell five, like, hey, the more that you can run and just keep the chains going, that's just so dangerous. And it's just I'm happy to see how the coaching staff with John and everybody that he has on his staff, they've embraced that. And they're doing a great job of it. I haven't really seen him take a lot of big hits. I know on that one touchdown, I forgot who he was playing when he turned the flip. That was probably, you know, the most contact that he's had thus far. So he's doing a great job of trying to stay as clean as possible. But it's definitely a tough order when you have to, like I said earlier, be able to defend these guys on the Autobahn out there that run so fast. But then you also have to think about, okay, do I keep my coverage? Do I come up and try to tackle the quarterback or what have you? And, you know, having a two-headed monster like that, I mean, it's hard to defend.
Well, good. Let's keep it that way. Maybe we'll keep this this streak alive. I didn't like losing in Philadelphia last year. Bobby Taylor joining us here, longtime Philadelphia Eagle on behalf of Gen Youth and NFL Flag in Schools. Really good visit with you. I knew you'd have some Harbaugh insights for me, as well as tackling Lamar. Hopefully we'll see you maybe at a Super Bowl event in Los Angeles when all the stars will come out. Maybe the purple will be there. I'm not giving up hope yet on the Ravens, despite all the injuries.
Absolutely. I mean, I look forward to doing that when we're out in LA.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Bring me some barbecue from Texas. Bobby Taylor joining us from deep in the heart to talk about kids and school and fun and football. You can certainly find Luke anytime, anywhere out in Owings Mills. He's on the field. It's all brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. I got my Chicken Palooza shirt rocking it. It's not in season, but there's never a bad time for some fried chicken, especially on Sunday with the Ravens with the day down, waiting for the Monday night against the Colts. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.